Comedian Tig Notaro performed her iconic "Hello, I Have Cancer" set 5 years ago. If you're not familiar, it's a set of raw gallows humor recounting personal tragedy after tragedy, a bout of intestinal disease, her mom dying, her breakup, and then a breast cancer diagnosis. Fortunately, Tig has not experienced much tragedy in recent years, and she's since made frequent appearances on Conan O'Brien, This American Life, and more. She performs at the Tabernacle this weekend, and I spoke with Tig by phone, starting with our talking about that iconic set in 2012.
Hello. Good evening. Hello. I have cancer. How are you? Hi, how are you? Is everybody having a good time? I have cancer. How are you? It's a good time. Diagnosed with cancer. Feels good. Just diagnosed with cancer.
There's a saying that you have referenced, that comedy equals tragedy plus time. You completely ignored that with the set that became your Live album. And since then, have you done any reflecting on what links comedy and tragedy?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I guess a little. It pops into my head here and there, but I also try not to think too much about comedy, as crazy as that may seem, because to me it's just, if something's funny, I hate to dissect it or analyze it too much.
Well, Tig, I was wondering, with all of the adversity you've suffered, do you think that's made you a better comic?
I think that adversity could only make me a better comedian and probably a better person, just with so many different, in so many different ways, because I think that it takes a lot of fear away from me, because I do feel like it puts things into perspective, and, you know, your priorities change, your fear level changes. I feel willing to take certain risks that are more exciting as a comedian, probably as a person as well.
It hasn't been all adversity in the past few years. You've married and you have kids now. Has that informed your comedy, your contentment with your family and your wife?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, a lot of people think that to be a comedian is that you have to be suffering and miserable and in a dark place, and I don't buy into that. I feel happier and healthier than I've ever been, and I also feel like I'm the best I've ever been in my career. I just feel like I'm better than ever and happier than ever.
A couple of years ago, my wife and I adopted a precious little kitten named Fluff. That's her given name, and we kept it out of respect for her birth parents. And I realized the other day in the living room that I had never meowed at her. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to totally meow at Fluff. And so I looked at her and I says to her, I says, meow. And she was like, no way. How is this just now coming up? She was stunned, just with her little kitten stunned face. And she says back to me, she says, meow. Then I says to her, I says, meow. We are going back and forth, having the time of our lives. And then Stephanie leans out of the kitchen and says, I wouldn't do that if I were you. What are you talking about? I wouldn't do that. You don't know what you're saying to her.
Tig, your comedy is sometimes characterized as much by silence you're comfortable with on stage as it is by your jokes. You tend to leave a lot of space for jokes to land. And I'm also thinking about that one bit you did years ago, just pushing a stool around the stage. Do you think your process of working on new material is about building up or paring down now?
You know, I truly like to do whatever is funny, and I like to allow myself to do whatever it is, whether it's a physical bit like pushing a stool or telling a 20-minute long story or, you know, revealing that I had cancer. I whatever it is that comes to me, I like to make sure that I allow myself to grow and change and do whatever feels right in the moment, because I don't ever want to get caught in the trap of this is what I do now, or this is how I do it, or this is how I've always done it. I just want to always do what feels right and what feels funny.
Well, after those years of Job you endured, it's very heartening to hear that you're happier than you've ever been. Thank you very much for talking with us, and best of luck.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Comedian Tig Notaro performs at the Tabernacle this Sunday evening. Up next, catching up with the cast and crew of Atlanta's a Drag. You're listening to City Lights on WABE, where ATL meets NPR.